Hi.
Oh,
Oh, wonderful. Oh, great. We're together.
Oh,
Hello. Wait a minute, let me put
hello.
my. There you go.
Hi.
Hey, how are you
Oh,
doing?
I'm doing really good. So great to meet you in person like this.
It's amazing. It's wonderful at long last.
I know. It's
Oh, you
wonderful.
sweetie. Wonderful. So what's the time? It's 7:30 in Vancouver.
It's 7:30. Thank you very much.
Yeah, 5:30 is a bit, or 5 o'clock, whatever it is a bit drastic, isn't it?
Yeah, but I know what to do now. I'm going to make myself a special medicinal mushroom drink
Yeah.
that will wake me up.
Is that kombucha stuff?
No, it's actually it's medicinal mushrooms like reishi, chaga. They boost the immune system.
Really?
Actually, they're really, really good actually for anyone who's struggling with immune deficiencies, things like that. So, because they totally like wake the cells up and they regenerate them at the same time. So,
Marvelous.
Anyhow, so I think that will help me in the morning.
I should imagine it would. Well, you look full of energy. I'm struggling with blood pressure problems, with hypertension.
Oh,
Oh,
okay. I was wondering. Oh,
it's
okay.
terrible, Dan. It's you know, I'm on the tiniest doses of drugs, but they're dreadful. Either my blood pressure is, too low, and I feel like I'm fainting, or it suddenly zooms up, and it's totally uncontrolled. It's dreadful.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so hard. I understand what you're talking about.
Actually, they think it's some sort of panic attack from my childhood.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And then the body's just interpreting everything as a panic point. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's like, I went to the chiropractors. I'm working with a chiropractor. He's doing amazing things. He does this thing called nerve spinal alignment, which
Oh, yeah.
I've never done before, but it's really amazing. It's very subtle movements along the spinal cord,
Exactly.
and it releases stuff. And so, so I came home from that, but I was just so I went to bed. I felt so weak. So it was like 120 over 90, which is okay,
Okay.
perfect. I mean,
Okay.
90 is a little bit high, but never mind. For me, that's
Okay.
okay. And then just half an hour ago, I was feeling really weak, and I thought, well, I wonder what's going on now. So I measured this 160 over 110.
Oh God,
So it's like
okay.
up in the sky again, and
Right.
it's like uncontrolled completely.
Right. Yeah. So you actually have to, in a sense, you have to deprogram.
Yes.
I work as a shamanic healer, and one of the things that I do is I often divine one of the Hebrew letters to match the vibration of the problem. And then when I'm doing the spiritual practice, I place the vibration of the letter into into the spine or whatever, into the organ as an antidote,
Wow.
like a homeopathic antidote.
Wow.
And with great success. So there you go,
Okay.
right?
All right. So we're going to be working together in two, my more than one way, I think.
I think so too.
Maybe we're going to have a consultation soon.
Okay, well, I'll let you lead the way because I don't know what to do. Just a Hebrew.
Okay, well, look, what I suggested with is that I've got here my Tanakh, not my Tanakh, but I've also got it on screen, open
Okay.
at the page for the Akedah, which is chapter 22 of Bereishit. Apparently, we can do share screens on Skype. If I can only just figure out where my icons have gone to.
Okay.
Where's my mouse? Oh, my mouse is
Sorry,
disconnected.
which are you on the current parasha? Is that what you're talking about?
Sorry?
Are we doing the parasha of this week?
No, If we go to Genesis chapter 22.
Oh, okay. All right. Genesis chapter 22. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, got I shared screen with you.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
So
okay.
There we go. There we have it. Or do the Hebrew there. Can you see okay. it? Can you see what
yeah,
I'm...
I can. Yeah. Yeah. I can.
Oh, that's marvelous. So then, I'll put that up like that and it's easier. We've got the first verse, all right? So if I just read the first verse and then you read it, all right, and see how your reading is, because
okay.
So understand Hebrew, it's very much easier if you can read it.
Okay.
All right. So do you want to try first or do you want me to read for you first?
No, I can try. I have like one of my screens is blocking part of the text, unfortunately, on the
one
left
of your,
side.
One of your what is blocking the text?
When I have like you know the window, you know that is let me just I'm trying to move the window because
move
oh
back.
There it is. It got moved. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
it was
that's
me.
Good.
I didn't realize
oh.
I was blocking it.
Well,
okay, right.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. Okay,
okay
got
great.
It. Okay, good.
Okay,
so,
super.
Okay, so here we go. Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ele, vaha'elohim nisa et Avraham. Vayomer elav, Avraham vayomer haneni.
Hineni.
Okay, hineni. Vayomer kach na et bincha et yichidcha asher ahavta et yitzchak velech lecha el haeretz hamoria vehaalenu sham leola al achad heharim asher omer elecha.
Brilliant.
Okay, let's stop there.
Okay.
All right. Brilliant. You
okay.
read really, really, really well.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so okay. I want to tell you that you've got no problem with reading whatsoever. I mean, you're reading
okay.
fluently, you're reading well, you're reading really, really, really nicely. That's really good.
Okay, okay.
Okay, super. So let's just look at what the words mean. All right?
Okay.
Vayehi. And it came to pass. All right. Now, do you remember, or maybe you once you ever knew or you don't know, if I say things you already know, never mind. In the difference, the main difference between biblical Hebrew and modern Hebrew is the use of the first letter, that vav. Okay? It's called
oh, okay.
a vav conversive. It's a fascinating concept. Because what it does is the actual word is yehi, all right, and
okay.
it will be. That verb there, just
yes.
show it like that, is actually in the future.
Mm.
All right, yehi,
okay,
let
yeah.
it be.
Mm.
You know the song the Beatles, let it be,
yes.
Well, there was a song in Israel was lu yehi, lu yehi.
No way.
Be? Yes.
Amazing.
Luya
amazing.
He, Luya he. Okay. So the word Yehi is let it be in the future.
Okay.
All right. So what's happened here is they've got this vav in front of it and it's changed the tense from the future to the past.
Oh.
It's called a vav conversive.
Now, oh,
I think the idea behind this is actually fascinating if you look at it from the point perspective of Kabbalah, because the Kabbalah says that it's kind of an eternal present, that the Torah is living inside of us, and there's no past and no future in the Tanakh. It's like an
wow.
eternal present, and that's also the way that Rabbi Ashlag teaches. He says all these events which happen in the Torah are not historical events, but spiritual events that are happening inside us, each one of us all the time. And it's how we relate to them and how we incorporate them within us that's going to help us understand who we are.
Okay.
So I think that little Vav at the beginning is really fascinating, because he's taking what a future tense, a future yud hey yud, and it's yahi, and it's making it into the past. Vayahi, and it came to pass.
Also, isn't yud hey yud? Oh no, it's vav hey vav. Sorry, I was thinking about
yud
the 17.
Yud hey vav hey. Yeah, it's similar root. You're not wrong.
Okay.
Yud hey vav hey is God's name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely connected with the same root, which is something about, you know, what is God's name? God's name is to do with being. We don't actually know what God's name really means.
Okay, all right. I was studying last night.
Huh?
I said I was studying that a little bit last night.
Right.
So this is very, as part of this week's parasha. So that's so interesting that we're doing this right now.
That's right. It is.
Wow. Okay.
So look, I've just sort of highlighted Yud Hey Vav Hey, which just picked up in the text here. Just one of the examples.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. And that name, if you can see, it's got those elements of Yud Hey. And actually, the root of Vayahi is Hey Yud Hey, so you can see those elements are here as well. All right, Yud Hey Vav Hey, it's being,
wow.
And it's the name which is related to God as the God of compassion.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So here we have Vayahi, and it came to pass. Achal. Hadvarim ha'ele. Achar is after. Okay. Hadvarim.
These things.
Very good. Yes. Okay. So, hey, you probably remember, is the definite article. Ha.
For, right?
All right. And when you have two words together which are related to each other, then the hey goes in front of both.
Oh, okay. So these are things that, you know, have left my brain. Okay. I don't remember that. That's really good.
Yeah. Acha hadvarim ha'ele. After these things. Like when we say the blue ship in English, we don't say the ship, the blue. But in Hebrew they do. And also modern Hebrew.
Okay.
If you were going to say the blue ship, then the word ship comes first. And the blue would be second, all right? And you stick the hay in front of both of them.
Okay.
The blue ship. So, Acha hadvarim ha'ele, after these things, V'ha Elohim nisa et Avraham. I don't know what that comma is doing there. It's most peculiar. It shouldn't be there. V'Elohim nisa et Avraham. And God, now that's the other name for God. Okay, another name for God.
Yeah, that's what I was reading about last night. It was just a good review, but just the different states of consciousness that the different names of God represent.
Well, it's very interesting because the Ari himself, the Holy Ari, says that God himself, as his essence, has no name. And all the names for God that we have are different ways that we see his light.
Okay, right. Okay. Different ways we...
Yeah, sometimes we see God's light as the light of compassion. Sometimes we see God's light as the light of judgment. Sometimes we see God's light as healing the sick. Sometimes we see God's light as being angry, fighting battles. It depends how we see his light, what vessel we're using for receiving his light. That's the name of God that he's being called. But in fact, God himself is one. He is just isness. He's There
yeah.
isn't any name for him.
Right.
So it's darkness. So it's how we receive his light is actually his name.
Well, you just pulled it all together. Everything I was doing last night, you just pulled it all together.
Super.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Elohim and God nisa et Avraham. And God,
Thaw.
I don't know why that hey is there, but it's obviously got inner meaning, which I don't know.
Okay.
Tested Avraham.
Oh, nisa is tested?
Yes. Like a nisayon, sometimes you can have like a difficult experience. You say, Eze nisayon, what a hard experience
okay.
I had. Nisa
okay.
is to test. God tested Avraham.
So nes is miracle. So does it relate?
Now that's an interesting question. I left my lexicon upstairs.
Okay.
I can look it up for you if you want.
Okay.
Hold on one second. I'll just look it
okay.
up.
Okay. All right.
Okay, right. This is a wonderful book. It's called Analytical Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon.
Okay.
It's very old. I don't know if it's available these days. By a fellow called Benjamin Davidson.
Okay.
Ancient, I think. Anyhow, it's got every single word in the Bible listed with what its root is.
So oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow is the word. So
that's amazing.
If I don't remember what is the root of something or what it's related to, it's actually a very, very handy book to have. So Nisa,
I'll
look it up here, and it'll tell me it's from the root Nun Samache, and I can tell you, I just have to look up the root now, if that's related to Nes or not. Long summer. Hey. Nisa, to try? No, doesn't seem to say so. Is to try, to prove, or tempt, to test somebody, a temptation.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
so no, it's not particularly net related to miracle. Although I can imagine that some miracles might be trials. Okay.
That's true.
Yes. All right, and God tested et Avraham. Now, notice that little word et, that one there.
Okay.
All right. It's not a word that's translatable because it doesn't have its equivalent in English. It's it actually relates to the object of the sentence. You put it
okay.
in front of the object. God tested the boy. God tested Avraham. God tested Isaac. God tested, you know, the tree. Wherever it was, it would be et. Et
even it, oh, it doesn't matter whether it's a person or an object. It
doesn't
would say
matter,
et.
No. It's
okay.
Where, before the object, you have the word et.
Okay.
Now, again, the word et has got Kabbalistic significance because if you look at the two letters it's made up of aleph,
And it's the first and last letter.
Yes, it's like includes everything.
Oh, interesting.
All right.
I love it.
Again, we get this very holographic idea that everything that's happening there is also happening within us.
Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I was taught like this in school. I mean, I'd remember everything because now
absolutely.
Yeah, it's like you're painting a picture. It's great.
That's right. Okay. So here's God, and Vayachad Rima Elev Elohim Nisad Avraham, and God tested Avraham.
Okay.
Vayomer Elav. Now again, notice that Vav conversive. Yomer is actually the future.
Okay.
Right? Amal would be the past. He said. If you were speaking modern Hebrew, you'd say Amar Elav. He said to him.
I see. Okay.
Vayomer Elav is like the future with the Vav in front of it.
Right.
Okay. And he said to him.
And he
Avraham,
and said to him. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Vayomer Hineini. Hine ani. Here I am. Hineini. I think just these words are unbelievable because what Abraham is going to be told is to take his son, his only son who he loves, and offer him up for sacrifice on a mountain. Okay?
Right.
And if Abraham had any doubt whatsoever that the voice that came to him was other than God's, he would not have done it.
Exactly.
There's no doubt. He knew it was God. So this idea, Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, Avraham, Vayomer Hineni, contains within it that total knowledge and understanding that it was God speaking, and Avraham is opening himself up to whatever God says, because he says, Hine ani, here I am. Like, I'm here, I'm totally present.
Right, beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is so beautiful. That is such a teaching for how to be in the place of certainty.
In the place of what?
Certainty, you know?
Certainty, yes. To open yourself up and say, Hine ani.
It's such an acknowledgement.
I think that's what I have to do also with this blood pressure issue. It's like, just be Hine Ani. It's when I fight it that the blood pressure goes up.
That's right. Isn't that interesting? That's your internal war between, right?
Yes.
Between the light and the darkness.
Yes. Oh, Dan, you've got it totally. I mean, do you know, as I say the word Hineni, I can suddenly feel my body relaxing.
Oh, wow.
And something opening up in me. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it.
Right, just to say, you know, Hineni, here I am, God. You know, I'm here.
Well, there you go. You've just placed yourself in a place of peace, and there is no conflict anymore.
That's right. Because the moment you're really saying, you're here and I'm here, it's that, isn't it? And this is what Rav Ashlag teaches, is that when we learn Tanakh, we have to be there. We are, it's all happening within us. We find the Avraham within us.
Oh, wow.
We find the God within us, because we do have God within us. That's called the soul.
Right.
The neshama. And the neshama is the same word as the breath.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That means breath, neshama?
Yeah, well, neshama is breath and neshima is breath. It's the same word, exactly.
Oh, wow.
And God breathed into Adam the one soul.
Okay.
So it's exactly the same word, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Hebrew has got so much in it.
That's so exciting.
It is. Okay, so here we go. Vayehi, and it was, acha hadvim ha'ele, after these things, v'ha'elohim nisa et Avraham, and God tested Avraham, vayome elav, and he said to him, Avraham, Avraham, vayome hineini, and he said, here I am. Now, you don't have to worry about remembering things, because I'm recording this and I can send you the recording afterwards. So if you want to go over words again afterwards, you can do it. It's only recording, I think it's only recording audio at the moment. I forgot to put it on for recording video.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. The video would
next time, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I'll have to change the settings for video. I forgot I could do that. Okay, I actually can do that, I think, on this recorder, and I forgot I can.
Okay.
Well, never mind.
It's okay. We're good.
That's all right. Yeah, we'll manage anyway. You can manage with the Tanakh.
Yes. All yes, thank
right. Great. Vayomer. And what does it mean, Vayomer?
And he said.
Brilliant. Okay. Kach na. It's two words, actually. This little thing in there is called a mapik. I think it's called a No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's called a makaf.
Makaf. Okay.
Yeah, it's a type of hyphen. It's not really a hyphen. The punctuation in Hebrew is not commas and full stops and hyphens and things. The punctuation is called in Hebrew the ta'amim.
Okay.
I think I can find you in the Tanakh. I don't know if you've actually got a Tanakh. Have you got a Tanakh? In the Tanakh, you've got these sort of squiggles on top and below the letters.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Those are called the ta'amim. Ta'amim means tastes. And that actually gives the tune. You know, when the bar mitzvah boys learn their piece, that's what they learn.
Exactly. I think a couple of years ago, I decided that I wanted to learn how to sing
right.
The Torah. And I had I had two lessons, but it was the teacher was in Toronto. I'm out west in Vancouver, and we had a lot of problems coordinating time wise, so it didn't work out. But yeah. But I had that initial sort of like lesson, you know, as to, you know, how to sing them up or down or whatever, you know.
Right. What's useful for us is it actually gives you the punctuation.
Okay. Because, okay.
Right. I mean, the ones that are important are the ones which actually give you the stops.
Okay.
All right. Now, for example, by hiachad rima eile, there's a little two dots on top of the aleph.
Vayhi, sorry, where are you?
I've gone back to the first verse again.
Oh, I see, okay.
Vayhi achad rima eile.
Yes.
You see on top of the aleph, there's a little two dots.
Yes.
Eile.
Yes.
That's a kind of half comma.
Okay.
So you know that as you're reading, that's where to stop. That's where you sort of take a half breath. Avraham. And you see there's a tiny little triangle, sort of open triangle thing under the hay.
Yes.
Well, that's a stronger comma.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All
Okay. What
right,
is
the useful words
okay?
from us are the commas and the full stops.
Okay.
Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, again, that's where you stop.
Okay, got it.
Avraham, Vayomer Hineni. And then the end
Got
of the
it.
sentence is a very strong stop, which is the colon.
Okay.
All right. Now, this makaf, how did we get onto it? Because this makaf, which is the bit which joins words, is like a joining. Instead of being a stop one, it's a joining one. Okay, so you've
Okay.
got some ta'amim which are joining and some ta'amim which are stops.
Okay.
All right, and then that gives you just an idea of the flow and the meaning. Even if we don't know, I don't know how to sing the ta'amim, I've never learned. But I do know enough to know where to take the breath, and it's actually useful.
Okay.
And because it, and why is it important? Is because it gives you meaning.
Okay.
I mean, if I was to say to you, are you going shopping in the supermarket? You would take me to, you could understand that as being, are you going shopping? Yes. In the shop, in the supermarket? No. All right. Or I could say, are you going shopping in the supermarket? That would be, are
Okay.
you going shopping? Do you see what I'm saying? It's where you put the
Yeah.
stop and how, where you put the question mark. Those sort of things actually can change meaning.
Exactly.
So that's kind of interesting and important. So here we go. Vayomer, and he said, Kachna et bincha. Take na is like a nice little word. It means please.
Oh,
It's
okay.
please.
Okay.
It's a gentle little word. Na, please.
Please.
Yes, it's sweet. Like God is saying, Kachna, take please. Like, yeah, take please. Et bincha.
Your
Now,
son.
et is again, it's before the object. Et bincha, your son. Et yechidcha, your only one. Asher ahavta, whom you love. Et Yitzhak.
In
Yitzhak.
case you didn't know who I was talking about.
Well, it's not exactly just that Rashi has a most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm just going to open the window with the Rashi.
Okay.
Chabad.org. There we go. Oops. But Rashi has like a beautiful, beautiful conversation. It's like he's there and he's recording the conversation between him and God. Absolutely unbelievable. Now,
Wow.
we're not Tales from the Past, Learning and Values. That's the one. Texts and Writings, Torah. There we go. There we go. Bereishit. And we want chapter
Wow.
22. Now it should have the Rashi. Why is it not showing the Rashi? There it is. Now, here's what he says. Et bincha, your son. Amar lo, shnei banim yeshli. I've got two sons. Amar lo, he said to him. Et yechidcha, your only son. Amar lo, zeh yechid li'imo, vzeh yechid li'imo. Each one is only to his mother. This one is only to his mother, and this one
I
is
see.
only to his mother. Amar lo, he said to him, Asher ahavta, whom you love. Amaolo, he said to him, Shnehem ani ohev. I love both of them. Amaolo et Yitzhak. He said to him, et Yitzhak.
I see. So that's why he's differentiating.
Yes. And Rashi asks, V'lama lo gila lo mitchila? And why didn't he tell him that at the very beginning? Shloba aulal bavo pitom, not to startle him suddenly. V'tazuch da'ato ala v'titraf, and he'd become like crazy and bewildered. U'chadei l'chavev alav t'mitzvah, in order to endear the commandment to him, l'ten lo secha al kol dibor v'dibor, and to give him reward for every single expression. But what I love about it is this conversation. It's like Rashi's the fly on the wall, and he's saying,
"Grace,
yeah, take please your son." He said to him, "I've got two sons, et yichidcha, your only son. Each one is yachid to his own mother. Asher ahavta, I actually love both of them." Yitzchak. I mean, he's actually leading him to it, because he knows that in Yitzchak is his future. I mean, he already has been told that. Okay.
It's
Yitzchak. And now he tells him, "V'lech lecha el eretz hamoria," and go to the land of Moria. This word "lech lecha." Is fascinating, because it echoes Abraham's first, commandment from God, lech lecha, go, leave your father's home. He knows something is going to happen. Lech lecha, go. Again,
right.
It's something crucial, something critical is going to happen here. El Eretz HaMoria, the land of Moria. That's Jerusalem.
Oh, I see. What does Moria mean?
I don't know.
Moria.
Moria, I honestly don't know.
So Mar would be the root, would it not?
Mor is a herb.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a herb, myrrh. Let me look this up in my lexicon and see if it helps us. I've no idea what the word Moria means. It's not an unusual girl's name now.
Really?
Yeah, people get called Moria. Beautiful name.
Wow,
it means the mountain where the temple is.
Oh.
That's actually the place where Abraham was told to sacrifice. That's the place of the Akedah. I mean, the temple mount, where there's the foundation stone, the Evan of Tashtit, that's the rock that Abraham used for the altar for Yitzhak.
Okay, wait. So I'm going to sound like a little bit of a loser here. So the temple, the second temple that is, we only have one wall of, right? Is in the spot where Avraham was going to sacrifice.
Both temples were built there, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's exactly the same spot where the temple was built first by Solomon and then by who built the second one? The Hasmoneans.
Okay.
Hasmoneans. Ezra and Nehemiah. They built the second one.
Okay. How do we know that that is the place where Avraham was going to sacrifice Yitzchak?
Right. I mean, it was passed down through Avraham to Yitzchak Yitzchak would know.
Okay.
He was about 30-something when this happened. They say he was about 37 or something like that.
Yitzchak.
Yeah, he was quite
Okay.
big.
Right.
And was passed down to Yaakov, passed down to the tribes, Yosef,
Okay,
and
I
they
see.
knew. And then Shmuel, the prophet Shmuel, taught David HaMelech, and he showed him all the plans of the temple and where the temple had to be.
Okay,
And then
okay.
David taught it to Solomon.
I see. Okay, that, thank you. That makes sense.
It was an old tradition and it was known.
That's amazing. That's so amazing.
It is amazing.
That's something that occurred like at the beginning of time, in a sense, would be still retained, you know?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's amazing. I know.
I'm thinking, like, you know, Maror is bitter, but that's Maror.
Right.
Mar.
Ah, wait a minute. It says here, Moriah, in my lexicon, it says Mar'eya, shown of the Lord.
Oh, okay.
Or chosen of the Lord.
Okay. So Eretz HaMoriah, the
Yes.
chosen place,
Yes.
which is Israel.
Is Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
Okay, so
Yeah.
it's not the city of Jerusalem, it's the
No,
Temple Mount.
it's exactly on the Temple Mount itself.
Okay.
No, but Be'ezrat Hashem, one day we'll be able to go up there freely.
Oh, I'm gonna get there.
Amen. I'm coming with you.
Okay. Right now, my daughter lives in Spain, so to visit her is what is to visit to go to Israel is a little more incentive now because I visit her and then I go to Israel, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Not that far.
No. Oh, wait a minute. Rashi also asks what it means.
Oh.
Let's have a look what he says.
Okay.
Eretz HaMoriah, the land of Moriah. Yerushalayim. V'chein b'divrei hayamim, and in Chronicles, which is the story of how Solomon built the temple, livnot et beit Hashem b'Yerushalayim b'har haMoriah. To build the house of God in Jerusalem on the mountain of Moriah.
Bahar is mountain.
Bahar
Bahar
is a mountain.
is mountain. Okay.
Yeah.
Bahar Hamoria.
Rabbeinu pirshu al shem. Shemisham hora'a yotzeit Yisrael. The sages explained the name because from there, hora'a, which is instruction, yotza, goes forth to Israel.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So, sorry, I think I missed something. So he's trying to explain Hamoriah,
Yes.
and just went blank. So we just read before this. We just learned that it was the Temple Mount.
Yes.
And so what Rashi here is saying is he's saying it is Yerushalayim,
Well, it's the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, yeah.
the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. Okay.
Well, of course, like you're right, Rashi wouldn't have known the modern Jerusalem, would he? Because
No.
Jerusalem's grown enormously. As
Right.
far as he's concerned, because Rashi lived in France, in medieval France, he would never have got to Israel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was in round about the 1200s. He was at the time of the
Okay.
Crusades, unfortunately. some of his offspring got murdered by the Crusaders.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
Okay.
they suffered terribly in those days.
Did he live a long life, or was his life short, or do you know?
Rashi, I think he had a reasonably long life. He lived in the part of France which is borders with Germany now,
I
or
see.
keeps
Okay.
swapping bits, Alsace-Lorraine, that sort of area.
Okay.
He was a definitely new Kabbalah.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, of course, we studied the Torah and in school, and you had Rashi on one side, and I think it was Ibn Ezra on the other side. And I always had this. I don't know if Ibn Ezra was a Kabbalist, but I remember being so drawn to Rashi. But at the same time, this is an Orthodox school, so I at the same time I remember two distinct times where the teacher, who of course was a rabbi, basically warned us never to go towards Kabbalah. And I was so young at that point. I was probably like 8, maybe something like that. And I remember just feeling just such shame inside because I knew at that age that that was my path, and yet I wasn't supposed to go there, you know? Meanwhile, I had no idea till fairly recently that Rashi was a Kabbalist.
He actually was. I mean, he actually knew Kabbalah, but he didn't teach it. I mean, his writings are not very Kabbalistically based.
I see. Okay.
Because at that time, the Kabbalah was still hidden.
Got it. Because what is it? Rav Ashlag was 1930s, right? Got it. Okay.
It was still hidden at that time.
Very, very. That's so interesting.
It's amazing that you knew that because I was told the same thing at the same age.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I was about 8, 9, 10, something like that. And I was told it by my father, you mustn't know Kabbalah. Kabbalah is dangerous. Kabbalah, they even said worse things than that. And I, of course, kind of believed all that. I mean, I didn't have any
Oh.
reason not to.
Right.
And it was only after I was here in Israel that I opened up to Kabbalah, to Rabbi Ashlag, especially Rabbi Ashlag, the work of Rabbi Ashlag.
Okay.
And that's opened me to so much.
Wow.
I
That's amazing.
know, it's amazing.
Can I just ask, what part of England are you from?
Well, I was from London.
London. Okay. I have a very good friend, and she has almost the exact same accent, and she's from London. So, you
Yeah,
know, and
well,
I know the accents change, right, in
they
different
do.
areas.
Actually, it's pretty regional, even in London. So she might have been from Northwest London, like I was.
Yeah, your accents are pretty almost identical, basically.
Oh,
Yeah.
and she was probably from the same area, even, because even
Okay.
in London, the accents are very local. They change,
Okay.
right? There's a difference between, where I come from, Northwest London, and for example, South London.
I see. No, she is definitely. I'm pretty sure she's Northwest London. Yeah.
It's the same. Most of the Jews lived in Northwest London.
Oh, okay. Her last name is Rubini. So, anyhow.
Oh, well, very great.
Actually, I'll just throw this in as a point of interest, just because it's just such a. It's just I have to say it. My mother was originally British. She was born in the Isle of Wight.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and anyhow, after all this time, it's taken me over a year, but I am finally going to go on this Thursday to get my British citizenship. I'll be dual citizen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that
Oh wow, amazing. That actually, well, it did open up a lot of things because it used to be like European citizenship if you had British. But now I don't know what it's going to be because of Brexit.
Yeah, well, so far it's just going to be British for me, so
Oh well.
we'll see what happens. Anyhow, all right, I just thought I'd throw that
Oh well, good luck.
in. Thank you.
Yay. All right, so here we have, let's go back to our text. We can just look here for the minute. You can follow with my cursor, can't you?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Brilliant. Vayomer, and he said, Kach na et bincha, please kach, take. That's an imperative, kach. The word is
Kach.
actually lakach, to take, but
Okay.
it's kach. It's an imperative, take. And then he softens it, na, please.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Et bincha,
Your son.
your son. Behaben shelcha, your son. Bincha. That cha at the end means it's yours.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So that cha is your son.
Okay.
Et yechidecha, your only one.
You're only one. Okay.
Yachid is only from the
And
word
the
echad.
chat. Okay.
And cha, yours, your
Okay.
only one.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Asher ahavta, whom you have loved.
Whom you have loved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
Ahavta.
yeah, the word, of course, is ahava, love. And all verbs in Hebrew are made up of three letters. I don't know if you remember that from school.
Yes, I
Aleph
do.
Hevet is
Yeah.
aha. Aleph Hevet is the root which means ahava, love.
Okay.
Okay? And we'll be looking at roots as we go along.
Okay.
Ahava, who you've loved. Et Yitzchak.
Yitzchak.
Yitzchak. Velech lecha. And that lecha, again, is emphasizing the you. Go for yourself. Go you.
So is this is the must be the first time, is it? It's the first time that he, is it him that said Lech Lecha? You know the chapter Lech Lecha,
Yes,
that's
it's yeah to Avraham. He said to Avraham, "Lech lecha,
right.
may artsakha, from your land, from your
Yeah.
birthplace, from your father's house, and go to where I'm telling you." So that was like the first test that Avraham had,
Okay, and this is
and this is
later.
like the last test.
Okay.
And they both
How
begins with
interesting.
lech lecha.
Okay. How interesting.
Go forth.
Because the first one, he's not told where to go. He's just told to go, and he has to trust. And this
Yes.
is and this time he is basically being asked to trust it yet again.
Oh my God, what a trust. They say that the Akedah was the worst of all the tests. It's like not conceivable. And that's what we said, you know, right at the very beginning. If he had any doubt whatsoever, he couldn't have done it. But he had no doubt this was the voice of God. And he had the same Lech Lecha.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's El Eretz HaMoriah, to the land
Moria.
of Moriah.
Moria.
Now, the land of, notice that we said before that that the hey means the definite article. But
Yeah.
here there isn't a definite article, and yet it's the land of. So where's the definite article gone?
Well, maybe it's just because it's putting an emphasis on Moria.
It's what's called a construct.
Okay.
Okay? When you have the something which belongs to something, then you'd say the land of.
I
Okay?
see.
When you have the something of, then instead of
I
putting
see.
a ha'aretz ha'moriah, they say they take off the definite article first, and
Okay.
it's just Eretz HaMoriah. So, like for
Okay.
example, Torat Moshe, the Torah of Moses. Okay, the
Torah,
to
I got it.
the Torat, the taf at the end, is the construct of Torah, the
Okay.
Torah of Moses.
Okay.
Okay, so it's when it's the something of something. It's called a construct. We'll learn that, you know, it'll appear in the grammar book. All
Okay.
right, El Eretz HaMoriah, the land of Moriah. Vaha'alehu sham, and offer him up there. Laha'al, the word to go up is aleph lamed hey, to go up.
Right, okay? Aliyah.
Yeah, just an aliyah, to go up. If you're going up to Israel, you go on aliyah. If you go up to the Torah, you have an aliyah for the Torah.
Mm.
If you're going up the stairs, Allah, it's a madrigot, he goes up. Okay, anything which is going up is Allah.
Okay.
Ha'alehu is like bringing something up. Hey is called a is taking the word ale instead of making it a simple verb meaning go up, is ha'ale means bring him up. And that vav at the end is him, which is Yitzhak, and the vav at the beginning is and do this. It's an imperative. Bring him up. Bring him up there. Le'olah. Now, le'olah.
To raise?
Hmm?
Is it to raise?
That's a very interesting question. What does it really mean? Now, the normal word for olah means a burnt offering.
Oh, okay.
Why is a burnt offering called an olah? Because all of it goes up to God.
Oh,
there were some
okay.
offerings which are offered in the temple where, in fact, most of them, where the cow or whatever it was or the sheep was offered on the altar. But most of it was given to the owner or to the Kohanim to eat. A lot of the korbanot were actually eaten. But olah is a type of offering which all of it was consumed and goes up to God on the altar.
Oh,
so
boy.
All of it is going up. Okay? So I
say,
bring him up there, le'olah. For an ascent, for a going up. Now the question is, what did that really mean? You know, most people understand it, and Avram clearly understood it from the rest of the story, meant it up as burnt offering.
Oh, does it refer to his soul?
Could do.
Like Yitzchak's soul?
It could be.
Wasn't that an issue for him that he couldn't, after the whole thing was over, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't, it took him a couple of years. Didn't I read something about this where it took him a couple of years to get back, to learn how to speak and walk because his soul was not in his body?
I can imagine that bit was the case, but I don't know. I've never heard that, but I can certainly imagine that to be the case. I do know that once he'd been on the altar and prepared for a sacrifice, he could no longer leave Eretz Israel. Like Abraham had left Israel in order to go to Egypt when there was a famine. Jacob left when he had to run away from Esau and he went to Haran, which was also outside Israel. But Yitzhak never left Israel. Yitzhak couldn't leave Israel, which is why when he needed to get married, the servant had to go and fetch his wife to him.
He had to
go to Haran, to Rivka, and fetch Rivka to Yitzhak, because Yitzhak could not leave Eretz Israel. He was already kadosh, he was already holy.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Because I never could figure out why did he send somebody to find his wife.
Well, I guess Avraham knew from Ruach HaKodesh that this was going to be the wife intended for Yitzhak. And, for, you know, he had the Holy Spirit and he had prophecy, so he knew that was the right one. But Yitzhak couldn't go. Yitzhak had to
Amazing.
Stay in Eretz Israel.
Amazing. Okay.
Because he's been offered up. As an offering on the altar, he's been bound on the altar. He's sanctified to God.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Al Achad Heharim on one of the mountains. You were right earlier. Remember you said Har is a mountain.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Heharim, so the im bit is the plural. On one of the mountains, Asher Omar Eilecha, which I am going to tell you. Omar is again, remember with the word Vayomer? So we've got those
Yes.
three Aleph Mem Resh is Amar. Then we have Aleph Mem Resh is Amar said. It's the
Amar.
same word, which I am going to tell you.
Okay.
Eilecha,
Yeah.
to you.
You. Okay.
And let's just have a look at the Rashi, because I love this Rashi. If we look here, v'ha'alehu, and bring him up, lo amar lo shochtehu, he didn't tell him, kill him, lefi shelo haya chafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shochto, because God didn't actually want him to kill him. Ella, she'alehu lahar, la'asoto ola. But to bring him up on the mountain, la'asoto ola, to make of him, to prepare him for a burnt offering, umishehe'alehu, and when he had brought him up, amarlo, he said to him, Horidehu, take him down.
This is so interesting. I'm thinking about the left channel, which Yitzchak is governs,
Right.
and how it does hold that the right the I'm trying to find my words. It holds the restriction. It does
Yes,
restrict.
the Gevurah
Yeah,
energy.
but it gives sorry, but it gives chokhmah, Bina gives chokhmah the impetus to do good, to rise above, right?
The right hand channel, which is Avraham, is Chesed.
Chesed,
Yeah.
yeah.
And he's
Okay.
Chesed is giving. Chesed is just giving, just love.
Just
All right.
love.
And
Chesed. Oh, that's right. So Gvura is
it's kind of
Yitzchak.
like making a border, making
Ah.
a restriction, saying it's
Okay.
like overcoming. And
Okay.
basically, I think in this incident where Avraham's natural tendency is chesed, is love, he's got to act in a very gevurah fashion. So he's like doing his
Exactly.
opposite to his own nature. And
Exactly.
Yitzhak, whose nature is gevurah, he's actually got to go along with this and give of himself. Is they both got to
God.
kind of like use each other's abilities in order to do this at all.
Yeah, for sure. They would have had to be have been in sync with each other, right?
Totally. Oh yes.
And
Oh, they
they
were
both.
totally in sync, and we're going to
Okay.
learn that next week how they were in sync.
Okay. Oh my God, Didier, this is incredible. Oh my God.
Can you believe we've done a whole hour?
Oh, it's just like been 5 minutes. It's just gone so fast. What a
Isn't
way
that
to learn
amazing?
Hebrew. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very welcome. I love it too. I mean,
Oh,
there is
yeah.
so much in two verses.
Yeah. Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you.
Well, that's great. I mean, in those two verses, let's just look at it just linguistically, just to just see what we've just learned. We've actually learned a lot.
Okay.
We learned the vav conversive, which changes future into past, and as we're going to see past into future. Okay. We learned the word yehi, let it be. Okay. We learned acha afterwards, after. Hadvarim ha'ele. We learned the definite article, how it goes in front of both words. These after these matters. Hadvarim, it that the ha is the definite article. Va'elohim, the name of God, which is referring to how we are seeing God, how we're seeing God's light at that moment. It's not God as he is in himself because he has no name, but it's how we're seeing God's light, which is this in this case, Elohim is the name referred mostly to judgment.
Okay.
Nisa, tested. Et Avraham, and the et is the inclusive word Aleph Taf, which is placed before the object of the sentence. Okay. Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, Avraham. And he answered, Vayomer, and he said, Hineni, here I am. And we've got the root amal, meaning to say. And again, that's the future tense, which is changed into a past by that vav. Vayomer, and he said, Kach na, take, please, et bincha, your son, et yechidecha, your only son, the cha is yours. Asher ahavta, whom you have loved. Et Yitzchak. Velech lecha, and you go. El Eretz Hamoria, to the land of Moria. That's a construct, the land of. Vehaalehu, and that is the root is Allah. And the hey in front here means, instead of go up, it means bring up. And the who refers to him. And bring him up, sham, there, le'olah, for an offering which ascends, a burnt offering. Al ahad heharim, on one of the mountains, har is a mountain, asher omar eileha, which I will tell you, which I will say to you. Okay?
Okay.
We did a lot.
That's amazing. Wow,
Baruch
thank
Hashem,
you.
there's a lot in there.
Baruch Hashem.
Oh, Dan, it's a joy, a real joy.
Oh, thank you. I'm just so ha happy right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this does this time work for you?
This time is perfect for me.
Okay,
Absolutely
excellent.
perfect.
Then we're on.
We're on. We're great. Baruch Hashem.
And I get to see you again on or hear you again on
Our
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Super. Very, very, very good.
Thank you so
Lovely.
much,
You're
Yudita.
very, very, very welcome. And I'll post the recording for you.
Okay.
Okay, on the same place where I put all the recorded classes.
Oh, okay. Where is that?
Didn't you get my message?
Probably. I'll have to look it up.
All right. Otherwise, you just go look, I'll show you now quickly. You
Okay.
go to Nahora Press. Oops.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oops. Go to Nahora Press. Oops. No. Okay. Dot com. That's it. All right. And then go on Nahora School. Go down to recorded classes.
Oh,
All
okay.
right. And then you put in the password. Now the password is Rabbi Ashlag.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Rabbi. A-S-H-A-A-G.
I remember,
Yeah,
yes.
it won't let me go in either. All
Okay.
right. And then you've got all the recorded classes.
Got it, got it, got it.
Okay, you just
I
click
did that for the
on the
last
link
class,
for whatever
yes.
it is.
Okay,
Okay,
beautiful.
so this one, I didn't think to make it, I have to change the settings to make it record video. And I didn't think to do that because it's my first time I was doing with video. So
Right.
normally I just record audio.
You know, it's
But
okay.
I can get it to record video. So I think
You know,
next time I'll try to remember just to record the video for you.
yeah, it's almost not necessary because I'll know, we'll say exactly what we're reading. You know what I
Exactly,
mean?
yeah.
So it's fine. And also in terms of receipts, you don't have to send me a receipt because I get the receipt from PayPal.
Oh, okay, great.
So it's one less thing for you have to do.
Oh, thank you, my love. How did you know?
Because that's what I have to do for myself as well. That's why.
It drives me bonkers.
I know, same here.
I know.
So don't worry about it.
Super
It's
lovely. Okay,
great. Thank you.
thanks.
Have a lovely rest of your day. I'll see you on Wednesday
Beautiful, yeah.
morning.
Take
Okay.
care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.